Okay. All right. We're doing it. We're doing it. Hi. Good morning. Short show today. Well, we might have two shows today. I got to just say it like that. I was going to not have a show this morning. I gotta be somewhere around 8. And it's 6:05 now. I gotta be somewhere around 8:30. So I got to leave here a little before 8. So we're going to have a little short little show. And then maybe later I'll come back on. I got meetings. I got appointments. I got stuff to take care of. I think the Hackamania venue gate is settled. I think we're good. That's all I'm going to say is I think we're good. Look, I've decided against the awesome, amazing venue I was looking at earlier in the week. Just for reference, I just think it's too much. Look, it's an amazing venue. It's a nice venue. I didn't want to mention it until I was sure. It's called Fremont Country Club. It's just like a rock club, rock venue. And it seats 800 standing up, 300 sitting down. And I just think, I don't think we're going to have 300 people. And I don't want it to be like, one of those things where you take a picture and it's like, it looks empty. It's a nice place. It's a nice club. The room looks great. The stage looks awesome. The bar is nice. The place is great. But it's a big venue. I mean, it's a big venue. Green Day played there 5 months ago, I found out. Who knew? And I don't know what to think about that. I don't know if that means that Green Day sucks now and they're a little band, or if, you know. I don't know what that means. Either way, NLO shouldn't be playing where Green Day plays. Ever. Not until Green Day is doing state fairs. Like Red Hot Chili Peppers. Do we belong on the same stage? Anyway, we found another place. It's a brand new venue. It's opened up. If you searched for it, you wouldn't even find it. And I went last night and had a good look at that. And I think it's a good spot. For a lot of different reasons. First of all, it's just kind of like we would take the place over. We would have this as our private own place. The Nerd Bar, we were going to have like a private big room in the back where all the shows were going to be, our own private area. We could have a private bar back there too. But the rest of the venue would have been like, you know, regular people. I found a place last night. First of all, I don't want to say anything yet until it's locked down. It's going to save us money. It's actually going to save us money, which I can't even believe. It's got amazing, it's a brand new venue. So it's got lighting, it's got sound, it's got, amenities that we didn't have at the last place, like a nice green room. And, this has a separate place where we could actually have our VIP, meetup beforehand, like our little mixer we were going to have. Anyway, I can't believe it. Again, nothing's signed yet, so I'm not going to say anything. I don't want to jinx it, but he's stoked. The owner about this new space is stoked. I'm stoked. It looks like it's going to be a great spot. There's even room for an Apple table. You know, I didn't think we were going to have room for Tiff to haul up her apples, but I think we might have room for a whole Apple booth. We might have room for Apple bobbing. We might have room for a blind taste test area where you can try to spot the difference between a Red Delicious and a Sweet Tango. Look, man, I don't know. I don't know if we're just blessed. I don't know if, like, things are coming out of the woodwork. I owe a lot of it to Leah, who's kind of helping me behind the scenes. You don't know her, Leah Mendez. She's helping me a little bit behind the scenes. She's in with the comedy world here. She knows venues. She knows people. She's making contacts. Anyway, I'm excited. There's one VIP ticket left to Hackamania. I'm not kidding. There's one left. If you've been thinking about coming and you want to come to the VIP meetup, there will never be another ticket to this. There is one ticket left. There is one VIP ticket left to Hackamania. And again, there will never, ever, ever be more of these. There is only 50. If you want to come a couple hours early and mingle with the Riches at the venue before the show starts, grab yourself a VIP. One ticket left. They are going. They are going. And wait till I tell you the rest of the news about Hackamania. Okay, we're going to be giving away a ticket this morning. Stay tuned. Grab yourself a drink. T.O. Hank, our buddy T.O. Hank, who's probably too winded to be listening this morning. But T.O., first of all, hit the like button. Again, we're going to get out of here pretty early today, around 7:40. But I will be back. I'll be back again later. We're just in a, you know, we're 50 days out from Hackamania. I got stuff to run around and do. It is happening. This thing, you know, there's no stopping it. There is no stopping it. It's really, you know, I'm getting excited. The more and more I start, you know, more of my days get taken up by the Hackamania stuff. I'm excited for it, man. You know, I'm okay with it being a loser fest. Oh, also, you know, the only negative about this venue change, and again, everybody will get email updates about all this stuff. If you're sitting there wondering, like, I'm not sure about what's going on for Hackamania, don't worry. When the event gets close, we'll have emails and we'll have a way for you to stay in touch and keep abreast of what's happening. But, you know, it's coming together, and the more I spend my days on it, the more excited I get about it. So, but the only thing, the negative about this is, it's not that the new venue isn't walking distance from the hotels. It is. I wouldn't. Anybody who's like familiar with Vegas knows that north end of the strip, Arts District, downtown area, during the day, maybe with a group of friends, at night, and in certain, you know, again, you just turn the wrong direction down a block in the right area of Vegas. Woo. Does it get nasty fast? Pat, will there be more VIP tickets? No, there's one left. There's one left. But look, T.O. Hank wanted to upgrade to a VIP ticket. So T.O. Hank bought a VIP ticket yesterday, and he has a regular ticket. And he told me he wants to give away the regular ticket to a listener. So we're going to do that today. If there's anybody who's been thinking about coming to Hackamania, if it's a little tight for your budget, look, I know when it comes to like flights and hotels and, you know, you're looking at $1,000, you're looking at $500. Even if you find somebody to room with and crash with, you're looking at a lot of money, hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So I don't know how much me giving you a $100 ticket to Hackamania is going to save you. But if there's anybody who's been on the fence and wants a ticket, T.O. Hank has a ticket. He's authorized me to give it away on the program. So all you got to do is call in, write in, let us know why you deserve it. Do you want to come? How are you going to get here? And I want to make sure somebody gets to who's going to use it, you know? So you got to prove to me somehow that you're coming. You got to show me a hotel reservation or a flight or something. But we have a free ticket to give away courtesy of T.O. Hank. And that's up for grabs for somebody who might want it. Anybody who wants it, you call in, you email in, you let me know. We can give it away on the show this morning. I don't really care. So the only thing I was saying is the only thing that makes me hesitant about changing the venue at this point is I had it all, like everything was like within three blocks. You could walk from the hotel to the venue. There was plenty of other stuff to do around there. It was going to be easy, easy peasy. If we move the venue, it's going to be about a mile and a half away. So it will cost you a $5 to $8 Uber ride. I know. But then, you know, that's what I'm left with. Do we do the show in a venue that might be too small? Do we do the show in a venue that might be subpar? I'm not even kidding you. Like, the production value of the show will go up 20-fold by moving this venue. It takes so much off my plate. So that's the main reason. And number two, again, we just have our own place. We get this whole place to ourselves locked down. We have our own bar. We have two rooms we can party in till the night comes cows. Till the cows come to the night. Till the night comes to the cows. To the Yeah, and look, some people have cars, some people have Ubers, and it is walk. Again, you can walk a mile and a half. Saturday, you're coming out to podcast at 3 p.m. You want to walk from the hotel, it'll be fine. Friday night, Saturday night, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., it's time to walk back to the hotel. I wouldn't. And good news, the new venue is about a 3-minute walk from a dispensary. Our old venue, there were no dispensaries nearby. You couldn't get high. This new venue, it's right next to a dispensary. I'm gonna try to partner up with them also and get all the attendees something free. If you go over there and buy something, we'll try to get you hooked up. Free eighth, free pre-roll, you know, something. We'll try to get the attendees something so they can all be high. And, you know, and the new venue's not, like around casinos and stuff. It's not like on Fremont Street downtown in the main drag, but it is near a bunch of other bars and it's in the arts district. So it's like, it's near restaurants and bars. There's other stuff to do and walk around and do, but it won't be near like where you can go across the street and play poker if you want to take an hour. So look, there's trade-offs of it, but I think ultimately for the show, for the venue, for the stream, for the recording, for the entertainers, for the crowd, for the experience overall, I think we'd be stupid to not move to this new venue. And right now I'm aggressively pursuing it. So everything has give and takes. If we move to any venue, look, you know, there was one venue that really wanted us. When I put out the thing that I was looking for new venues, they really wanted us, but they're over by the airport. That's a 40-minute ride from where I've had everybody get hotels. Is that nice? No, probably not. So we're limited to the downtown area if we do move at all, and the Arts District is right downtown. So like I'm saying, it's a mile and a half. It's not the end of the world. It's different than half a mile that you were going to have to walk before, but for the overall experience, I think it'll be better. I really do. I wouldn't do it if I didn't. We have a venue. We have a place to do the shows. I had no idea how successful this would be. In my wildest imaginations, did I know how successful this would be. So anyway, that's what we're doing. Hold on. What is Kush King saying? What is he mad about? This is why I am more anti-NLO. Because of sluts like Otoya and Jeremy. Okay. Now that makes a lot of sense, Kush King. That makes a lot of sense. You running around angry at the internet, honey. Honey. Your head is much slimmer when you're looking through the front of your glasses. What the fuck? What the fuck does that even mean? And you think I'm going to put up with this? You think I'm going to put that on my screen? You are dreaming.
Hey, Ozone, I see in Discord you are hurt when I said I hope you would die in a tire fire. I just wanted to say I mean it.
Whoa.
I truly mean it.
See in our Discord?
Die in a tire fire.
Wow.
Now, not just you, but your cunt wife and your two Asperger kids. Tire fire. Tire fire. Burn. Burn. Burn.
I, too, feel like I'm slowly dying in a tire fire. I really hate this economy.
This economy. Is Ozone in our Discord? Was he butthurt? I haven't seen anything from Ozone.
Hey,
Ozone.
Hey, you all right, Jim Steel Toe, wanna ape wife swap? Mine is apity, but house broken.
Jesus fucking Christ. Give it up for today's executive producer. Oh no. Mr. Panhemblum. Ham Blimblum, Mr. Pam Blambler. Mr. Pan Hambler. Thank you for being our executive producer today, Ham Pandler. Mr. Pam Hambler. And all these other idiots, we're wrapping up our March celebration. It's Toyota-thon. Why does the Patrick voice sound the least like a real person? Shut up, Gary. Shut up, Gary. Oh, God. Every time I look over and see, I forget that's behind me. The thing is, the lip, this lip is the male lip. This is the after lip. Why is there hair on this one and not this one? There's hair on this square, but not this square. This whole half of the lip, hairy, hairy, hairy. This half of the lip, nothing. It's like this got shaved from here over, and then from here this way, it's hair pie city. It's where Vince Vaughn worked in old school. It was right next to Speaker City. Hair pie city. Isn't that what they call it, girls? A hair pie? A hair pie. Okay, we got nothing to do but steel toe today. That's what I gotta say. Nothing to do but steel toe today. All right, you got the updates on Hackamania. Everybody's got the updates. Okay, so grab your tickets. One VIP ticket left, hackamania.com. This is all I'll say about it today. New venue. We're working on it. It's just going to be better for everybody. It's going to be better for the event. If we have a place to tie people down and really torture them away from the riffraff, you know what I mean? Anyway, hackamania.com, grab a ticket. The most sales for Hackamania are, it's Tukey. Tukey is blowing it away out of the water, the competition. You know, we've got the promo code. You can save 20% off. Use promo code NLO when you buy a ticket. Tukey's selling more tickets than anybody. Earl, Melton, WATP, Ray. Ray has not sold one ticket. Then again, he's never put the graphic up on his screen. Most of the stuff in his crawler is misspelled. Ray's more concerned with anything else other than anything that matters. If Ray's concerned with it, it's probably not important. If Ray's spending brain cycles and time on it, it probably isn't important at all. Earl wants to be paid. Yeah, Earl's not. First of all, if you don't know Earl, I think you got to recognize he's kidding. Earl's not going to know what he's making before he gets to this car. So this whole, I'm not getting in my car if it's not enough money to come out. You're not going to know ahead of time. I mean, I talked to Earl yesterday. Earl's fine. You're all done. I mean, it's people I think who don't really understand Earl. No, you meant Earl said he's not coming unless you throw up enough money. Oh, no. First of all, oh, no. Is that what's going to happen? Am I being held hostage by Earl 2 months before the festival? Oh, no. Second of all, that isn't what's happening at all. That isn't. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So anyway, look, everything, I couldn't have asked for this to work out better because we got a venue that's as good but not as big as the crazy one I was looking at that was going to cost a ton of money. We're not going to have to spend that much money for the new venue. On a lot of things, we're going to end up saving money because of the new venue. And ultimately, I hope that the enlarged capacity and the changes we've made will help everybody get paid well. I was updating my spreadsheet yesterday for what I want to pay everybody, what I'd like to pay everybody, and how much money and ticket sales and everything we'll need to pay everybody that. But, you know, it is, I do think people get this, like, people do get delusional about payment. You know, and again, I don't know how that came up with Earl or whatever, and I'm not even picking on Earl, but Ray's the same way, and Liam, and all these fucking losers. It's like, again, no one invited Liam. So for Liam to be over there, well, like, I don't know if that's fair. Again, Ray's going to come do 10 minutes on a stand-up show, and then he's going to do a podcast, okay? How much should a guy get paid to do a podcast in a 10-minute set? A 10-minute set is $100, you know, at a good show, at a nice show. Chad does improvs and stuff. You get $100 to do 30 minutes. You get $600 for the week. So, you know, if Ray does 10 minutes on a comedy show and gets $100, that's money. That's money. First of all, let's write off the $1,000 everyone costs me in hotel and flight, okay? We don't even, like, I don't even need Ray to be here Sunday and Monday. What if we just send Ray home on a red eye Saturday night? That's how gigs work. You don't get to do a spot Friday and then hang out in Vegas for three more days. That's not how gigs work. Hey, will the comedy club pay for my hotel and for another week if I just want to hang out here? No. So, you know, again, everybody who thinks they've got like this idea of what they should be paid, like, I better get at least $1,000. You're not. You are not. You better get at least what? You got to do better. And again, everybody's welcome to bring their own merch and sell it. We're going to have a merch table that Tiff runs the whole day. So the comics can have their merch and stuff. They'll be able to collect their own super chats and tips and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that's your business. But if you think I'm spending more than like $2,000 a person to come out here, you're delusional. You're all delusional. Hit the like button, you cowards. Tukey World Order. I agree. Yeah, but I do. I think people have this idea, like, I better get $1,000 for my set or whatever. You're not. Temper those expectations. And everything you buy, he's slowly changing Tiff into Jenny Jingles, says Sean. Sean, shut the fuck up. Tiff's going to be my wife. My old, old wife. That's why she's coming alone. She's checking out her new prospects. She's leaving that husband behind. She's going to come see what the fresh new kids on the block have to offer. See how these young bucks do. I've never been called a young buck. I've never been called a young buck. No, man, I'm excited about it. I really am. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time. Yeah, I don't know. The FOMO is settling in for a lot of people. The tickets, yesterday we sold more tickets in a single day than we've ever sold. So I think it's starting to hit people. I think people are starting to put it together. We're under 2 months now. People are starting to think about, can I do this? Can I come out? Well, I've got 4 continents I've got people coming from. I'm excited. We got a lot of old school NLO fans getting back together. Edinburgh Mikey has decided he's coming out. He said he couldn't. We got Moody coming all the way from New Zealand. We got many fans coming from England, Scotland. I was talking to somebody coming from Spain the other day. I don't even know. What FOMO, mofo? I don't know. This is what I tell everybody who's like, it's going to suck. Nobody's going to come. It's going to be embarrassing. I would come film it. I'd come film it then. Imagine being front row and getting to own Melton. Wow, this is exact. I knew it would suck. And you get all the footage. Come on out. We welcome everybody to film everywhere, live stream. You know, you get all these fucking loser haters, and you know, deep down inside, they just like want to be part of it. Kevin Brennan, come on. Come on out and be part of it. Come be part of it. Who's that other? Win by two. Can Win By Two just come out and be part of it? You're so sad. Two times in a row, you've threatened to come out. I'm going to go walk right up to Melton. I'm going to go up to... Why don't you just come, pussy? Why don't you just come be part of the event and stop being a weirdo? What if you just came? You don't have to think everything's all cool. Just come. Instead of making fun of it from your loser home, come out. You want a free ticket, Win By Two? Free ticket for Win By Two to come out and film all the losers. It is crazy. It's crazy. I mean, you do just want to be a part of it. You've like been struggling to be a part of this community forever. Come out. Come out. Don't just go sit on a golf course 20 feet away and say you're going to do it. Come on. Come on. Imagine, just film it, you know, come out and film it and own everybody. Be like, wow, look what a loser. Look what a bunch of losers this is. Look how dumb this event is.
Did I hear correctly? New venue? My demented brain just got used to the thought of the previous venue. What am I to do now? Who's going to be at the airport and guide me in the right direction? Jesus. How do I find you, Patrick? Do I just follow the Northern Light or the North Star? Or do I walk to the north?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Beloved Chatter says, Earl will clean up $5 to look, $10 to touch it. Touch what? Ugh. Ugh. Why is everybody fighting in my chat? I love how everybody's fighting. Kush King and Jeremy are fighting. I have no idea about what, but then they like super chat and bring it to me as if I'm going to like take sides. I don't know what you're talking about. Fucking losers. Stop fighting in the chat. I try to cultivate a community. I try to put together a nice show where people get along over here. I don't want egos. I don't want anybody thinking they're too cool. We're all not cool. We're all not cool. Get it together. Patrick doesn't know where the venue is. Neither does Ray. Can you imagine? I mean, really imagine that I don't have a venue. that behind the scenes, we're panicking. We've lost our venue. We can't find anywhere to have the show. We're less than 2 months out. No one's answering the phone. We might do it in a parking lot. We might do it in a street. Everybody meet on the third floor of the Wynn parking garage. Just look for the road flares. That's the NLO meetup. Oh, God. I would never live it down. Can you imagine? Everybody gets here. There's nowhere to go. I've got a karaoke machine. I turn on the flashlight from my phone. And I just announce people up to the stage. Ah! And I've got, meanwhile, I charged everybody $100. You're all sitting in a parking garage eating your own, you know, cured meats and bottled water, whatever you have on you. And I'm just sitting there going, sorry, sorry, we don't even really know what we're doing here. We have no venue. We have no lineup. We have no show. I don't even have a way to stream this. Does anybody have battery on their phone?
Listen, me and my lovely wife are coming to Hackamania. There will be a Christina Sibu.
Okay.
For $20, you can shoot a load on my wife.
Jesus.
For an extra dollar, you can use my stepdaughter's ashes.
What the as lubricant. Fuck?
See you guys there.
Oh, please spend the extra dollar. I need to feel again. I need to feel alive again. Miss you, Mommy. I just miss you so, so much.
What if we did have Joey and Christina C with a booth where you could... gaze upon their dead daughter's ashes. You walk into a booth, you pull the curtain shut, they open a cigar box. You just get a look at her ashes. You're not allowed to blow. You're not allowed to put your dipsticks in them. Remember those candies? It was like candy sticks, and you would lick them, and you would dip it in the sugar. That was a great candy for kids. That's a great candy for kids. Hey, use this sugar stick to shovel more sugar into your mouth. Anyway, I'm excited about meeting Joey C. I really want peace with Joey C. I want everything to calm down with Joey C. Our new enemy is on the wall, okay? It's Stuttering John and his freak children. Also, this new venue is way better for a gunfight. If Stuttering John shows up, we're all just going to be able to beat the absolute shit out of him, unencumbered by the police. We can drag him into the alley. Nobody will ever fight. We'll dismember that motherfucker. Believe it or not, you know, it's one of these rock clubs. The whole club is like cinder block and cement. It's like a fucking noiseless cave in there. We could tie up John and everyone could just like do shit to him. Think about it. I mean, really, we could actually do this. There's 200 of us and John shows up. What if we just fuck? We'll haul him in the back room. We'll chain him up on stage and we'll just let people do things to John. And, you know, I know what you're thinking. Like, well, eventually you're going to have to let him go and he's going to tell. No, we're going to humiliate him so much. He's going to never tell. He's going to never tell. We're going to do things to his little sad gray dick. He's never going to want it out. The stuff that we do. And we'll never talk about it. It'll be like Fight Club. It'll be in the back. It'll be quiet. If you don't want to be part of it, leave the room. We'll tell everybody, you know, once you're in this forever. We all do a blood pact. Hello.
So about how many paces away is this from the Hilton Grand downtown?
Believe it or not, it's much closer to the Hilton Grand. I was laughing about this when I was looking at the venue on a map because it is actually closer to the Hilton Grand. It's very close to the Hilton Grand. So you want to stay at the Hilton Grand. Maybe you're doing this, LL. Maybe you're doing this. Is this...
LL Cooley wins again.
I know. Are you sabotaging our venue so that it has to be at the Hilton Grand?
Made a few calls.
Thank you very much. We'll see LL Cooley there. And again, no one sabotaged the venue. We still have our old venue. I paid for it. I've paid for the old venue. It's we have it. I don't want to settle when the event's doing well. My whole earmark for success for this event was selling 100 tickets, okay? It's very, very clear that the event's doing better than that. It's very, very clear that the event's going to be great. We're going to have a good time. 100 people is going to make it feel awesome. More than 100 people is going to make it great. And if we can go to a better place, if we can find a better venue, if we can have a bigger party, if we can take over an entire place, what I mean, the sound's better, the lighting's better, the technical stuff's better, the space is better, the bar is better. It'll be completely ours. Well, it's almost a no-brainer. The only thing the nerd has going for it is location. You know, but at the end of the day, what's best for the event is what's best for the event.
Hey, Kush King, aren't you 30-something and live with mommy and daddy in California? Don't make me sick gah on your ass. If only she wants busy blowing pulper at the moment.
I saw you follow trannies on TikTok, Misfit.
Where is gah? Now, she sent me an email the other last time I did this, had this breakdown, where is Gosh? She sent me an email. Heard you were asking for me. Big fan of the show. Love the show. See you at Hackamania. So, Gosh coming to Hackamania, but she's quit the program. What's the name of the possible new venue? New. First of all, you won't find it. It's literally brand new. So, like, nothing comes up if you search it. So I could tell you the name of it and it wouldn't matter. But no, she gone. Once everything's signed and the deal's in place, hopefully later today, I'll feel more secure. And all the info, we'll probably announce all the new location and everything in the coming weeks. It's not really a rush. It's not really a... I will tell you that I will give you a heads up on this though. The closest hotel now, if we do move to this venue, is the Strat. So the Strat is a lot closer. I would say don't stay at the Strat. Butch Bradley works at the Strat. The Strat is an old hotel with makeup on it. It's for pigs. I'm keeping the place to be downtown. I really think downtown will be the place to be. We'll go after party downtown. We'll go karaoke downtown. But the Strat's a fucking garbage fire of a hotel. The Strat is like the Luxor, but on the other end of the Strip. It's like one of the oldest hotels that, like, is still around trying to be a hotel, you know? You can go to the top. Sahara's right next door. It's not. Tell me you don't live in Vegas without telling me you don't live in Vegas. Sahara and the Strat are right next door to each other. They're not. They're next door to each other like Sahara and the Venetian are right next door to each other. This is the beauty of Vegas. Vegas is like a thing where you look over and you go, the Strat's right there. Let's just walk. And then you start walking and you realize it's 9 miles of weird twists and turns and there's not like a direct path to walk there. It ain't. The Luxor and the Strat and the Sahara are not next door. So that's a fact. That's a fact. And again, that's one of the worst areas. If you're walking past Sahara on the Strip, don't. Maybe on the Resorts World side, maybe. Don't. It's going to take a lot more than the Fontainebleau and Resorts World to pop up in that area to make it safe and nice. Walk from Sahara to the Strat at night. Do it. I'll meet your body parts when they arrive.
My God said, Hitler, it was necessary for Germans to occupy themselves not merely with the breeding of dogs, horses, and cats, but also with care for the purity of their own blood.
And then, you know, the Strat might be half a mile away from the venue, but I'd rather walk the mile and a half from the downtown Grand than the half a mile from the Strat. It's a rougher half a mile. The half a mile from the Strat to the venue is a rougher half mile than from downtown to the venue, if that makes any sense. At least from downtown, you're going to walk through most of the arts district and stuff. You have a chance of being on a road with some bars and businesses that are open. Good luck. What do they call that area behind the Strat? It's like Murder Row, Skid Row. There's a lot. It's got a lot of nicknames that aren't great. Naked City, you know, because they'll steal your fucking clothes and send you home naked. It's a real thing. Douglas has just taken Uber. That area is bad. Yes. So, again, I said the same thing about the Nerd. You know, downtown Fremont's great, but don't walk 3 blocks any direction without knowing where the fuck you're going. You will have a bad time.
Levy, can't you see? Your mishmash of words just hypnotized me. And I just pretty love good. Your flashy ways. But TSN is broke, so you're not paid.
Hold on. Levy, can't you see? Your mishmash of words just hypnotized me. And I just love your flashy ways. TSN is broke, you're not paid. And then Shuli comes back.
Come on. I am full of it. No millionaire shit. Escargot, my cargo, just 60, swiftly. Wreck it. Grift a new one. My crew run. My crew run.
That's
my
right.
Crew. Fifth wife, here's a pen. Call me round 10. Come through. I'll be at the firehouse with Zen.
That's pretty good, Connor. My crew run. My crew run. Hey, look, get mad all you want about me eating up time. Talking about Hackamania. I'm excited about it. I'm sorry you can't afford to come. I'm sorry you can't. You're not gonna come. Oh, you're not gonna come. You don't care about Hackamania. Aw. Let me ask if I give a fuck. I only care about the people coming to Hackamania. All right, we're gonna finish the Steel Toe show from Tuesday night. He's taking this show down. Off YouTube. But he didn't take it off Rumble. So I've already downloaded it and saved it for posterity because I have a feeling, you know, ozone says throwing poverty in our faces now. Yep, yep. Sure am poor. Sure am poors. By the way, this new venue has a real, we were joking, you know, with Cardiff's Kids before, and I think Cardiff's Kids is coming, and I think Cardiff's Kids is going to bring some of her paintings and artwork. I'm not kidding you. We have a really good space in this new venue in the front. If you have artwork, if you create something, you know, if you're Flat Cat Jessica and you've worked on a bunch of new magnets or you have a new painting or something like that, you should bring that stuff out and we'll set up a little section of the lobby and sell your shit. Again, you know, we'll have Tiff manning the booth all weekend. She'll collect all the money. She'll keep a log. We'll pay everybody out. Bring your art. Come sell your art. We have a lot of really talented fans who do a lot of really cool stuff. I've seen a lot of really cool stuff. Bring it out. You know, I don't know what to tell you. You can literally fund your trip. You sell a few pieces. You know, I tell Fearless, come on, make some of your hoodies. I want a whole flea market. I want a whole flea market full of trinkets and treasures made by NLO fans. Bring out your apple recipes. Bring out your artwork. You carved something out of what? Are you a whittler? Do you whittle?
Melton. I won. And says, you're no longer talking about me or Kate Meany. You are so scared that you didn't even do a show yesterday. I am the Duke of the Dabbleverse. It's hard to get one over on me. Who gives a fuck about Steel Toe?
Stop being lazy pieces of shite and donate. We now also accept My Wife Hates Me Coin.
My Wife Hates Me Coin. My Wife Hates Me Coin. I have a sweet tango recipe.
Oh, my God.
All right. I don't know where we left off on this. Somewhere around 30 minutes. Oh, no. Moody's checking in now. Moody says, after taking down yesterday's video for being embarrassing, Aaron went on today and reiterated everything he said in the private video again, but this time with an I win spin on it. He also claimed that he had to be careful because there were people who were after him legally when speaking about April's drug rumors. I think this is true, man. What's going on? April's on something. April's not there again today. Tuesday night, April needed a little break. So she wasn't on Tuesday night. Wednesday morning, they paid for them to take the day off. And he said April will be back Wednesday night. Well, Wednesday night, they took the day off too. And then Thursday morning, April will be back. Well, Thursday morning and April wasn't back. April's not okay. April's not cut out for this. April cannot do this. This is what I've said for a fucking year. She doesn't have the chops. The fact that he sits there and he's like, she's got a real talent for this. She's a natural. She's really good at this. She isn't. She isn't. I'm not kidding when I say this. She's one of the dumbest people on the earth. She's one of the dumbest people on the earth. She has no talent. She has no skill. She has no pop culture knowledge. She has no radio chops. It's your fucking dick. She helped you when you were an emotional wreck, and so you feel some obligation. She isn't good. Are you fucking crazy? Aaron, you're trained in this. You went to school for this. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like Aaron's not got radio chops. He's a fucking radio hack through and through. He is small market Midwestern radio at its core. She is not. She is not. For him to sit there and espouse about her skills and her talent and how she's a natural, she's made to do this, it's insane. It's nuts. She spray painted valves. She spray painted. She went to college. And after all that, they said, paint, paint. What are you good at? Paint, bitch. Paint. Not even by number. Just here's one color. We need you to do one color all day. And again, they have paint robots to do this now. They have paint robots to do this now. What do we need April for? Your credibility goes out the window the minute you start going, April's really good at this. She's amazing. She loves it. She's talented. She isn't. She isn't. She's crying. She doesn't have it. You don't have it. Mubi, you don't have it. You can't take it. You never, ever stop contradicting yourself. The other day, he got done telling us that his company lost a lot of money. Steel Toe Media Inc. got wrecked. Remember he said that? But then he said that's what you want. You want your company to lose money. That's called a write-off. Today, I'm not kidding you. Today on his show, he said, Steel Toe makes lots of money, and I'm sorry that bothers you guys. Last week, he said that they were broken. His company loses money, and that's what you want. Today, he's like, Steel Toe, the company, makes a lot of money, and I don't know what to tell you. What is he talking? He said it this morning. We're going to hear it. I'm going to play it for you. We all heard him say last week that the company lost money. This morning, he said the company makes a lot of money, and he's sorry that that bugs you. He said that this morning. I heard it. Halfway through my coffee, I'm going to spit it out on my dog. Ugh. Her third lice shampooing yesterday. Answer me a question about this, dog experts. Hey, Fearless. The vet couldn't answer me this, and it feels like a fucking scam. I give my dog a medicine, okay? I give my dog a treat, a flea tick lice medication thing that lasts 3 months, right? You know what I'm talking about. Okay, so she takes that. That will stop lice from living on her for 3 months. Okay. Then I have to go get a shampoo, and every week for 6 weeks, I have to shampoo my dog. It's like, okay. And that'll kill the lice. And then I have to shampoo my carpets and wash all of her stuff. Okay. And then she's not allowed to the dog park and she's not allowed to play with other dogs for 6 weeks. Okay. My question is, does any of it work? Why all of it if any of it works? Why all of it if any of it works? If the shampooing her gets rid of the lice, why the pill? If the pill works to get rid of the lice, why the shampoo for 6 weeks? If any of it works, why do I have to have my carpet cleaned? And if any of that works, why can she not see dogs today when this was 3 weeks ago? The vet can't answer these questions for me. I go, why do I have to shampoo her every week for 6 weeks if she's on a pill that kills the lice? The vet literally won't answer the question. She's like, I don't know. I go, well, if it's all dead, why do I have to keep? They don't even know. They can't tell me. If the lice is all dead, why can't she go play with dogs? The pill works, right? Oh, yeah, totally. The shampoo works, right? Oh, yeah, totally. Then why do I need the pill? Okay, well, if the pill works, why do I need the shampoo? Well, if any of it works, why can't she play with other dogs? What's going on? What's going on? I mean, do we not know how lice works? I'm just like... Does any of it work? Then what are we doing? Ugh, I hate everything. It's just confusing to me.
I'm a dumb bitch who can't handle her drugs like an adult. Back.
I too can't handle my drugs. Kisa Sha.
All right, let's jump into Moody. Mooby. Moo, moo, moo. This is Tuesday night.
And that's what
he's having his breakdown about how the show is affecting their marriage.
Here. Tomorrow, April will not be here in the morning. I think April will be here in the afternoon.
Bing. She wasn't. She wasn't there in the morning. Neither one of them were there in the morning or the afternoon yesterday. They took the whole day off.
Maybe if I had it my way and the audience understood, I would take tomorrow morning off.
So this is when he was begging for money. This is when he was starting the grint.
as it were.
As it were.
All right. Oh, fuck. Like I said, I will answer any questions. I will be an open book. And also, I'll talk to you guys about what I'd be allowed to do.
What's the goal?
Johnny says, I cannot do tomorrow. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. Johnny's saying I'm willing to help in any way going forward. Very cool. Thanks, buddy.
Do you give good blowjobs? Because that's what he's going to need after April leaves.
Appreciate that. Johnny's been a fucking trooper as well. Turk February says, God, Aaron is humanizing himself. I hate this. Doing. It's a lot easier to be proactive and see red flags coming and address them than it is to try and deal with a fucking disaster in a relationship.
See, now there's been a lot of time for people to formulate opinions and thoughts around this. This is, somebody called this out as bargaining. Somebody called this out as a bargaining step. And if that's true, if you look at it from that kind of a standpoint, the marriage is already over. People made a good point. You know, April, there's a video on my account where they had that fight. It was the one where she was rolling her eyes and she left and he was really throwing her under the bus. It was a bad one. Citizen M's got a million of them, but I've got the really bad one on my account where it's like she's done. The thumbnail says she's done. I think it's the featured video on Nobody Likes Onions page. By the way, give us a follow. Give us a subscribe. Hit the notification bell so you know when we go live. You don't want to miss any of these shows. We just passed 11,700 subscribers here at The Onion. So, wow. Wow. Less than a week since we hit 11.6. I don't know. I got to thank Fatty Melt for buying all the subs. Really, really great. But when you think about it in these respects, it's like she's probably been done for a while. And the fact that this is coming to a head now, the fact that this is all bubbling up and coming to a head now probably means that it's further along than we know. By the time it starts leaking out onto the show like this, that he's admitting that their relationship is being affected by the show and vice versa, it's probably too late. Again, she's just now bringing up the problems to him face to face. That means she's had the feelings and the thoughts for a while. And now he's in this weird tailspin bargaining phase where he's like, this has been my fault. I've neglected the show. I've neglected my marriage. And I see the red flags and the writing on the wall. And now I'm going to get it all together. And I'm going to save my wife and my show. This is just what Steel Toe does. So it's like, if we're in this place, you can only wonder. And again, the fact that he said about 7 times on this show, don't worry, we're not getting a divorce. This is not a divorce. Good luck with your divorce countdown. This is not a divorce. It's like, it's there. It's there on the forefront of his mind. He's saying yesterday, I don't want to get a divorce. April doesn't want to get a divorce. We talked about it. We love each other. We want this to work. It's like they're having these calls. They're having these talks. This ain't good. This ain't good. So this has progressed far past where we see it and perceive it. This is the first time it's being presented to us. But if it's in April's mind, if all this has been building up for so long... he even said this morning, if we get to it, something about one of April's friends reached out to her and said, it sounds like he's getting ready to divorce you and he's setting it up to make it look like it's all your fault. I mean, this is one of April's friends reaching out and saying this to her. Yikes. Yikes. Cody Mack starting a new processing platform for Hackamania. Investors wanted for the Gash app. The Gash app. Yeah, we're going to have an app for Hackamania that shows you the nearest place to find gash. If you're a chick and you're coming to Hackamania and you're single, you're alone, and you're looking to get canoed, you can register. If you're a guy who's coming and you're just bringing an oar and you want to do a little gash canoeing of your own, You'll be able to register. We'll try to put you with an appropriate piece of gash. We'll try to mash the gash. Match? Gash match. Gashmatch.com.
I've been divorced. I've had lots of breakups. I have fucked up big time in my life, and I've learned from every one of them. And one thing I've learned is that it's better to be proactive than cross your fingers and hope it goes away. April and I have something right now that is so uniquely, remarkably special.
I mean, wow.
We cannot lose it.
Again, they're two losers who have nothing but each other. They have some special magical relationship that you and I covet. We wish we could attain relationship goals like Aaron and April have. Didn't you guys just go on a honeymoon with another man? What's the special part? What's the special part? We have something so special, we cannot give it up. Okay.
And if that means less shows for her and more for me and Johnny.
Less shows for April. Less shows. I know you guys want her three times a week, but she can't do it. She can't do it. She's too busy not mailing things out and sleeping in. She's too busy fucking Nick Riccata and recovering from her meth addiction. She's too busy buying pills on the black market and going to court.
Or me and Matt, or me by myself, or me and Gino. Totally fine.
And again, I love that he's going to have to... The company's already losing money. He's going to have to start paying more co-hosts to come in and cover for April. Again, the woman who earns a salary. I never get tired of saying it. She earns a salary, and she's cutting back more? What does she do? What does she do for the company? She's 29. This ought to make you mad. She's 29, and he said, I'll never, ever let her get a job again. Why? Why? I'm not even saying you're poor and she needs to. It's a human thing. You have to have a purpose. It's a you need to have something to do, to strive for, a goal, a purpose. You know, you see this all the time. People retire at age 65. They're dead at age 66, 67. Why? Were they so old and decrepit and the government knows when your time's up and they let you get cut loose from the workforce and die in privacy and peace? No, no. The minute you don't have anything to do and live for, the minute you don't have a reason to wake up in the morning, you die. You die. That's a fact. That's a fact. You know, some people can do it longer than others. And I'm not saying don't take a year off. You know, God forbid you enjoy yourself. When you don't have a purpose, you die. When you have nothing to work on, when you don't have a problem to solve, when you don't have a thing to do, when you don't have a connection to a task that has some sort of meaning in your life, you die. You die. Neglected valves. You must exercise the gaskets, George. It's just true. It's true. Why do you see 90-year-olds working who are sharp as a tack, just like they were if they were 30? And why do you see fucking 70-year-olds whose mind is mush? They don't do anything. The minute you don't have a current to swim against, you become atrophied. The minute you don't have something to do, gravity, resistance, you will get weak and die. That's a fact. It's just a fact. Now, it happens to be a perfect metaphor for April's radio career here. You know, she jumped into the stream. She don't have the muscles to swim upstream. So she's getting carried downstream, batted against rocks, a.k.a. trolls. And now she's back down in the beginning, hanging out in the pond with her hubby, saying, nah, you go without me. I'll just be back here. What a bunch of losers. So no retirement for Pat? It's not even about retirement. It's about a purpose. It's about It's about having something to do. You can retire from your career. You can retire from your day job. Then what? Then what? Go fishing. Build model trains. Start a new business. Something. Don't sit at home and watch Bob Barker talking to that skinny, skinny microphone. It's not going to do any good for you. Also, Bob Barker's dead. Stop watching that man. It's creepy that you taped them all.
Is that job different than this, Mr. Q says? April is great, but all jobs and half the things in life sucks. Yeah, that's for sure. Absolutely. Why did North Idaho Elk Slayer get... I hope he didn't get banned.
Why did North Idaho Elk Slayer get banned?
Oh, he's being a cunt? Okay, well, I guess if he's being a cunt. I trust my mods.
There's 35 of them. I trust my mods. They know to just ban everyone. Anyone who says anything that's not great show, April, ban.
Ozone says, okay, I apologize for my super chat. I had not been listening, but only heard April was leaving. No, she's not leaving.
No, that's why she's there this morning. No one thinks April's quitting. No one. No, April's going to be on the show more than ever. She's just taking a little break. She'll be back. She's got this. She's too good at it. No. Once she gets her head right, she gets her... Dude, April's great at owning the trolls. She rolls with it, bro. So I feel bad for you when she gets back. Frankly, I feel bad for the audience when April gets back. She's going to really... She's crying. We broke her. We broke her. We broke her. Don't take your foot off the gas. April Imholt, STMS at gmail.com. Have you emailed her to claim your prize? Because hundreds of you have. I've gotten your emails. You copied me on them. April Imholt, STMS. Wish her well. April Imholt, STMS at gmail.com. Wish her well. Let her know the internet's on her side. Definitely don't tag her at April_Imholt on Twitter. Definitely don't do that. Even if you do, she doesn't care. She rolls with it. April takes the haters. She's broke. She's broke. Finish her. Finish her. Put her in the fucking grave. Never show your fucking face on here again. We'll do for you what Aaron didn't have the guts to. Beat it, bitch. Beat it. This is a hobby show for one weak, pale man, Mooby. Beat it, bitch. Back to the old factory. Somebody get her a brochure to start a Tupperware sales position. Can we get her in some sort of MLM? Herbalife, get in here. What a fucking bitch. You never had it, bitch. You never had it. Your husband doesn't have the fucking guts to tell you he made a mistake. You don't have talent. He's pussy whipped. You held him when he cried, and he said, wouldn't it be great if she was here to hold me all the time? I'm such a bitch. Well, guess what? She's a bitch, too. Turns out both of you need some helding from time to time. So good luck, fags. Good luck. You hold her, she'll hold you. You hold her, she'll hold you. What we have is too special. Is it? You're holding each other while you tremble, fags. It ain't special. It's desperate. It ain't special. You're two fucking idiots from the middle of the woods in Minnesota. Ain't nothing special about it. It's a flea market, backwoods, mosquito hole, snow-ridden, back hovel, shitbird relationship. Fuck you. It ain't special. Only thing special about it is that it's still going. So eat shit, bitch. Eat shit. She's dog shit. She's dog shit. She should never come back on again. Never come back on again, ape. You don't have it. I love someone in the chat the other day. It's like, she should just do stuff behind the scenes. What? What? There's nothing behind the scenes of this show. It's all on the scenes. It's all on the scenes. There's no behind the scenes. Dude, what goes on behind the scenes? Marketing? Work? Oh, all their new sponsors? They're hemorrhaging. Co-hosts, sponsors, money. They're canceling shows left and right. They can't get merch out. They lost their website. Their store's down. Fans aren't giving. Complaints are piling up. April's afraid to stick her head out. How is it going? How is it going? What's going well? What's going well? Your ex-wife's taking you to court. Your children don't want to come. Poor Charlotte can't paint a room. You don't have enough fucking money. You got 2 speeding tickets last month. Did you see that? Aaron got 2 speeding tickets. February 17th, he got one, and then he got another one days later. It's in the report. You know what he said to the cop? Okay, boss. He told the cop, okay, boss. It's not going well. He's crumbling. April loves to do this. She loves to do it. She loves the crowd. She loves the chat. It's just the internet she hates. What? You're on the net. You're on the net. April loves doing this. She just hates it. What? Are you okay? Are you okay? She sucks. She sucks. Do you want us to put that show she did alone back up? Yeah, just 40 minutes of this. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to do. I never do. That's a good point, Hobo Chili. I don't even. She sucks. You know it. I know it. You fucked up. You fucked up. You had her quit her paint job. What a fucking idiot. What a fucking idiot. We've had enough of this. We've had about enough of it.
Just doing some fewer shows. That's it. Just some fewer shows.
She's going to do fewer shows. What's she going to do? Thursdays? What's she going to do? She already doesn't do Mondays or Tuesdays or Fridays. Guys, she's just going to do fewer shows. Oh, okay. Is her pay cut going to be commensurate with that? No, I'm serious. How does her compensation get adjusted for this lack of responsibility?
I have a lot to do in my life. That's why I'm so big and strong.
I'm as sharp as a 9-year-old, and I wouldn't mind fucking one right now.
9-year-olds are bony.
How much wood can a wood fuck chuck if a wood fuck would chuck wood?
How much pole can a steel toe blow if a steel toe would blow pole?
How much pole can a steel toe blow if a steel toe could blow pole?
It's good. Y'all are overthinking it. Absolutely. No, the shows are great. The shows are awesome.
Here we go. Again, it must be exhausting to come up with ways to tell everybody that you guys are suffering, but also tell everybody that you've never been better. Again, the company lost tons of money, but no, that's how we want it. That's what a good company does. Our marriage and the show is suffering, but the show's been great. The show's awesome.
We've just got a lot of good things going on right now that we don't want to fuck up. And
so the reason April's taking a step back and the reason the shows need some recalibration is because they have so much good stuff going on, they need to take a step back.
That's just how it is, bro. You should do a show with Gino, and then April can do a show with Keanu. That would be actually really cool.
That'd actually be really cool. We might get 400 people total on both of the shows. April and Kiki. I mean, when you take two people with the broadcasting chops of April and Kiki.
Loaded Wrench says, I need to work with my wife to get a divorce. I'm going to put in an application tomorrow. No, that's not what you do. Red Fox Mad says April would be good at an office manager job or a driver's license clerk.
But, I mean, why are you chuckling? First of all, she wouldn't. She wouldn't. That's the funniest part about all this is April couldn't do a clerical job. April couldn't be a secretary. April couldn't answer phones and keep track of office comings and goings. she can't keep track of what she mailed out. She doesn't know how to make a list. Again, like, say whatever you want about me. I some cursory housekeeping on some paper. Like, no. April needs to pour coffee. April needs to carry trays. April needs to hand wrenches to men. That's what April can do. April would actually be really good at working at the DMV or something. No, she wouldn't. How much fucking work? Oh, hold on. Is Fearless saying he's not wearing a wedding ring?
No. He's...
Remember, she had hers off the other day. She had her wedding ring off the other day. Hold on. Is he not wearing his ring today or yesterday? Wow. Again, he's such a piece of shit, he would do that to fuck with people. He'd take his wedding ring off and use his marriage as, like, show bait. He really would. I have no doubt. I have no doubt that he would throw his whole marriage away for content.
She's great at this. Roachie says, this is the first time I've seen Aaron being real, but now donate some money. Is that what I'm doing? Should I post the goal links up there and knock that out and make some money? Red Fox Mad says, April would be good at an office manager job or a driver's license clerk. No, she's great at this.
She's great at this, guys. What are you talking about? She's not. She's objectively not. She's not.
Roachie says, this is the first time I've seen Aaron being real, but now donate some money. Is that what I'm doing? Should I post the goal links up there and knock that out and make some money? There you go. D Gulag says most people like April a lot. Yes, absolutely.
Right. Yeah, we did check with most people and they do like her. Absolutely.
Ken Decker says protect your relationship overall. Abs 100%.
Right. That's what I did with my last one.
I've been very.
April, you don't have anything to worry about. He'll never, ever, ever turn your relationship into show fodder. He didn't do that to his last ex-wife, and he won't do it to you. He didn't tell all the listeners that they could send his wife sexually explicit messages and hit on her and try to date her. He would never do that. Oh, wait, he did. He wouldn't go on his show and just start reading out horrible things about his wife to make a content. Oh, wait, he did. He probably won't do it again, though. We all know that Aaron puts relationships before the show. We all know that. That's why he saved the relationship with Ashley LaRue. He definitely didn't throw her under the bus to make radio content and choose the radio show over her. And he definitely doesn't, to this day, tell her that she's going to LaRue the day. That if one day when his kids are grown up and he does no child support, if he's still on the radio, he's going to bury that bitch. He's going to make her sorry. He carries that with him, that animosity, that anger, that sense that he has to get revenge. No, he seems like a good guy. He'll never do that to April. He'll never do that to April. He would never talk about her like she's a worthless factory slut. Can you see Aaron? Can you see him in 3 years going, that stupid slut, I pulled her out of a factory. She would have been covered in Krylon if it wasn't for me. Nah, he'll never talk like that about her. Doesn't seem like something Aaron would do. No, you're secure, Ape. You're secure. Don't worry about it. Give him your best years, your best looking years, your best fertile years, your best earning years, your best potential to build up some sort of a career experience. Give him all those years, and he definitely won't betray you. He definitely won't. That's not the kind of guy he is. He doesn't just turn on bitches and badmouth them for content. He's not that guy.
Flippant in that. I've been very reckless in that. I've been 100% irresponsible in protecting my relationship over my program. I valued my relationship more than my program, but not enough.
He didn't value his first marriage more than the program. Why would he value this one?
I haven't put the sliders, you know, as far over to the relationship side as I should.
By the way, 163 likes with 700 people watching. Is it me or is it you? Is it me or is it you? I mean, literally, you could make it go to 300 like that. You could get 300 likes. So I don't make me come out there. Hit the like button. Don't make me come over there.
Jimmy C says, yeah, but the show will not be as profitable and finances will stress the marriage. It's not, I mean, that dire. I'm kind of a budget freak.
That's the thing, too, is like, she's earning a salary for doing nothing. So it probably isn't that dire. They're probably both making 50K a year. They're probably both getting 50K a year for doing this show. And again, you might be sitting here going like, 50K, that's dog shit. I don't know. 50K, a lot of people would love to have, especially in Minnesota. And then when you talk about double income, no kids, that's right. No kids. You heard, April? The old dinks. And they're still financially strapped, you know, because they have two $900 car payments. They're those guys. They're those idiots. They both went out and bought a new car during the pandemic. And they both have an $800 car payment on top of their mortgage, on top of caring for the kids, and on top of running down to the gas station every day to get some Rice Krispie treats. Again, it's real tough to complain about money when every day you run out and come home with a $23 bag of snacks every day. So, you know, this show ain't making 100K. You'd be surprised, man. You'd be surprised.
Kane J says, I'm going to break kayfabe, wishing you guys the best and hope it all works out. Rochi says, take tomorrow off completely. All kidding aside, says Rex Dart, the show is the show and you're...
Somebody made a good point. You know, he never starts the show anymore. He never starts the show anymore. The show is just a telethon. It's a nonstop telethon. Somebody was saying the other day, if he ever just shut up and did a show, but he always just tells you that they have a show, they got a great show, we got to hit the goal. Reading the chat about hitting the goal. It just feels so gross. It's nonstop feeling gross.
Your life is your life. Take the day if you need it. Turk February says, seriously, take tomorrow off with April. The show will not be good because your head will be elsewhere. That's a great point. Magnum DUI says, I think you suspending April for 2 days is fair. Crunchy says, dang, I feel bad. I hit my limit this week. Don't worry about it.
Remember last week he told her she couldn't do Wednesday because she had fucked up the orders. This week she's like, I don't want to do Wednesday anymore. And I don't want to do Thursday. And I don't want to do Tuesday night. What does she do? What does she do? Farfick Man says, Melton, are you joking when you talk about April's salary? You doesn't she actually get paid like that? The money just goes from the show goes to the family. No, he has a corporation set up or an LLC or something. And he pays both him and April a salary. He actually sent the company into debt to pay their salary, which is technically illegal. But he says you're supposed to do that. So, no, I'm not joking. She gets a full salary every week, whether or not she does anything.
Those lousy steel-toe bitches make me so sick. I'm about to spew my chicken and waffles breakfast right into my nephew's face. The only thing that April is qualified to do is work the glory hole in one of the bathroom stalls at Stoney's.
She can make a lot of money down there at Stoney's, if you know what I mean. Mycroft, April's factory job is way more telling about her. Industrial companies often use contractors that hire special needs people to do menial tasks for a tax write-off. How did she go to college? Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, a person with a functioning brain will kill themselves after one day of that job. I mean, painting valves? How off does your brain have to be? I guess she just puts on steel toe and drifts away. Take me to the lake. You know? So I don't know. I don't know. It's a good point. But, yeah, of course, anybody, you know, anybody who just literally, like, it's like the slot machine equivalent of a job. I run a press. Spray painting. I mean, just pathetic. Repetitive, mindless jobs for idiots, for simpletons. A 4-year degree. How would you like to stand in a paint booth for the rest of your life? I'd love to. I'd love to.
You guys want
to
throw in, throw in. I just want to let you guys know what's going on. Skills says, I'm sorry, Aaron, but you can tell April to just not read comments or stay off YouTube. The show needs her.
That's why you got to get to her. She'll block you. You got to email her. AprilMHoltSTMS@gmail.com. April_MHolt on Twitter. Let her know it's time to quit. Take all the time you need, bitch. We haven't noticed. I mean, Jesus. What delusional alternative plane are we on? She's not good. She's never been good. What are you talking about? This bitch sucks. She sucks.
Dude, when you got people saying that you're on fucking coke and meth. And
she is. She is. Why else are you so mad? I think she's on coke. I think she's on meth. We called you out about it at the Ricadas and you said, so what? Who cares? Who cares if we are on drugs? Nobody. Nobody. But don't wonder why your show sucks. Don't wonder why your children are being taken away from you. Don't wonder why the court's clipping everything. Don't wonder why your show's failing. Don't wonder why you're making no money. Don't wonder why you have to plan birthday parties because your wife's strung out on the couch. Don't wonder why a cripple has to come over and hobble down the stairs while your wife sleeps it off, that spun bitch. Now she can't come out. She can't mail things out. She wants money for doing less and less and less and less. She's gone from functioning druggie to non-functioning druggie. And the fact that you're getting so bent out of shape about every time somebody calls her out on it lets us know. It lets us know. It's real. It seems real. Hello?
Pat, yeah, real quick about Steel Toe. The fact that he relayed the story that April's friend told her that he was trying to break up with her and that April told him that lends me to believe that everything is not as special and remarkable. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
if a friend told my chick that, my chick would be like, fuck off, you know, and would not, and that would never make it back to me.
Right.
The fact that she relayed that to Aaron,
and then Aaron needs to bring it up publicly and dispel those rumors. Almost like when he says, and we're not getting a divorce. It's not the divorce. It's not a divorce. Yes. It's like, why do you keep saying that?
They are teetering. And it's fucking great. Love it. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, yeah, like people who aren't getting a divorce don't have to constantly tell people they're not getting a divorce. I don't come in here every day going, hey, everybody, how's it going? Just heads up, me and my wife are not getting a divorce. Let's get on with the show. It's like, he said it 7 or 8 times. Not a divorce, not a divorce. I'm just nipping in the bud. I see some problems. April hates the show, but she loves the show. You know, everything is out of two sides of his mouth. Everything. The company's losing money, but that's what we want. The company's making money. I don't know what you're talking about. April loves the show, and she's really good at this. You know, the show's just really getting to April, and she doesn't like the internet and all the comments. She can't handle it. Which is it? Which is it? If there's something that big that's affecting your mental health, you don't love doing it. You might like doing the show. She might have wanted to do the show instead of go back to work. You don't always get what you want. I do believe she likes to do the show. I believe she wants to do the show in lieu of going back to work, in lieu of her former life. Again, the only reason she lets this soft fucking just goofy titted, soft pale glasses man enter her is because he rescued her. He rescued her. She feels fucking trapped. And if you don't see that, her friends see it. What are her options? She's fucking trapped. First of all, she's got two children who probably do look up to her and love her. She's going to leave them and never talk to them again? She's trapped. She's trapped. She's got two parents who are going to be dead soon because her mom is the size of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and her dad looks malnutritioned as fuck. I think he has antenna. I think he has antenna. He looks like a weird old man with like part scrimp, part movie. They're going to be dead soon. She's trapped. Where's she going to go? She's going to leave him. He's going to have to pay her a meager, you know, alimony. Thank God no child support. What's she going to do? She got to go back to her job. She has no skills, no experience. She's going to apply for other radio jobs. Again, if she's so talented, why are you both not independently out there applying for radio jobs? Maybe one of you will get a high-paying job. She's such a talent. Where's her air check? Movie, where's her air check? I want to hear some of the best of April bits. Put together an air check of April. I put one together. It's called All April. It's called All April. It's on our channel. It was from a 3-hour show. And when you take every word April said in that show, and I'm counting things like, and oh, it was less than 15 minutes. She's nothing. She adds literally nothing. Less than 15 minutes to a 3-hour show was her. She's so good at this. She's so talented. And she really loves to do it. She's going to miss it if she has to quit radio. Why does she have to quit? Well, she doesn't like doing it. She doesn't like it. It's like, what? I can't keep up.
All kinds of shit. It fucking bothers you. If you're a woman. Like, if you're a woman on the internet and it just attacks all day.
Yeah, Mubi never lets it bother him. He takes it like a pro. Rolls off him like a duck's back.
And all this shit. And look, if the people who do that want to declare it as some kind of victory.
It is. It is. It won't be a victory until she's back in the fucking factory. This bitch doesn't need to be on a show. It's sad. It's disrespectful to every woman with more talent. Kate Meaney, Little Lemmy, you know, Jesse, the gorilla. I mean, anyone could do better. Anyone.
I mean, I think that says more about you than it does about her.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
He's 1 million times the person you'll ever be.
She's 1 million times the person you'll ever be. You hear that? April is 1 million times the person you'll ever be.
She's an amazing woman. She's,
ugh. She is. She literally isn't. Look, I get that you love your wife, and I'm glad you guys are happy and she's fine. She's not amazing. She's not remarkable. She's not talented. She paints, and not like water lilies. I'm not talking Picasso here. Patrick thinks Picasso painted water lilies. Shut up! No, she paints valves. She paints valves. What's remarkable? What we have is so special. It'd be an affront to the universe to give it up. It would? You don't have anything special. You don't have anything special. She drinks gas station garbage and you eat gas station hash browns. You guys are losers. You guys race to finish your show to go get Jersey Mike's. You basic. You go to Vegas and bring another man to stand in your room and hold the camera while you fuck. You basic. You're the kind of people who go to, like, they go out to eat and they get mashed potatoes in a restaurant and they can't shut up about how creamy they are. How do they get them like this? How do they get them so smooth? Mine never come out like this. Mine never come out. Shut up. That's the kind of people they are.
Welcome to the Steel Toe Daily Struggle Session. We're just like the annual PBS Telethon, except it's daily. We don't put on exciting, informative programming, and there's no tote bag. April, my sweet bird, I rescued you from the paint mines. I will have your soul.
Zulu, good gorilla, go away, pedagogy. Zulu, save April. Zulu, love all apes. Go away, tits, go away.
I rescued you from the paint mines. I rescued you from the paint mines.
The most amazing woman there is.
She's the most amazing woman there is. She's the most amazing woman there is.
And
she's the most amazing woman there is.
She deserves the world.
Ah!
I don't think the advertisers like your racist stuff, even though I like the racist stuff. Maybe eliminate that from the conversation. Oh, no, no, no. Our advertisers were with us for years. They had nothing to do with that.
Were.
Give me tips with $5, says take the whole day off tomorrow, family.
Hey, all your advertisers left you. Maybe it was the racist stuff. No, they loved that. They were with us for years. They're all gone now. But they loved that. They actually loved that. So, wrong. They actually said if we get rid of the racist stuff, they may never come back. They're not coming back now. But they said if we get rid of the racist stuff, they'll never come back. So, you're wrong. I'll never look at myself and change. I'll never, ever, ever change anything. So, wrong. They love the racist stuff. The FCC loved it. The advertisers loved it. The audience loved it. No. It can't be that.
Family should always come first no matter what. This is your job. Family is more important.
What happened to Ashley LaRue then?
220 away from tomorrow. Nana says my marriage almost ended a similar way.
So look, he's already... Do you see how he eased into counting tomorrow's goal? At first he was like, you know, we got to take off tomorrow. But it'd be financially irresponsible. 335, tomorrow's goal. See how he's done that? See how he's eased into that?
Take the day, bro. Yeah.
I'd love to take the day, but we need 330 more.
Sure. John Doe says, you do realize you're chumming the waters for Melton to pounce. Yes, but look, what am I going to do? Not do the show the way I want to because some idiot who needs me to survive and feed his fat family is going to... He's going to talk shit about me no matter what I do.
True.
Gonna tell me I'm a fag and I suck. No matter what I do. So why not just be honest and talk about the shit I want to talk about? And he'll just call me gay either way. That's totally fine. That's how the internet works. I get to talk a bunch of shit. He gets to live vicariously through me.
You're doing a show where you're admitting that your marriage is hurting your show and your show is hurting your marriage. And I'm living vicariously through. I wish my marriage sucked. I wish my show was down. Who could I live through? I wish my wife was on drugs. I wish my co-host never came to work. I wish my partner in radio and partner in life would just be absentee all the time. You don't get to come out and just... Lay your L's out on the table and go, why does everybody want to be me? You can't stop taking L's. You can't stop taking L's. And yet I'm living through you. This is like Chad when he's like, he took all my fans. It's like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry to all 762 people watching right now that I took you away from Chad. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I did not mean to do that. Hit the like button if you want to go back to Chad. Hit the like button if I took you away from Chad. I want to know. I want to know.
That's fair.
They all want to be me. They all want to be me. They all wish that their wife wouldn't come down. They all wish that their wife was miserable. I mean, just imagine this fucking loser. He's just rewatching movies, playing video games. His wife's sobbing. She does nothing for a living. Again, same thing I told you. When you don't have a purpose, you think you want to sit home all day and not have kids and not do any work. You don't. You don't. It is a path to unhappiness. You must have a purpose. You have to have a reason to get up in the morning. Again, it's fun for a week to not do anything. It's fun to veg out for a bit. Then you got to get back to it. What are you doing with your life? We're not made to sit around and do nothing. So what's she going to do? What is she going to do? Not that she was doing anything before, but now she's going to do less.
Turk February says, I bet if you did 4 to 5 shows a week, content would be a banger. Go get a morning job and do night shows only.
Wow. Again, you'd have more money and you'd be happier than you could believe. I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding. Aaron and April would be happier if they did that. 100%. They'd never have to worry about money. They could focus on the content, and it wouldn't have to just be a telethon show every fucking day.
I don't think that was what I was saying, but
no, we are. We are.
Yeah, I hear you. Let's take a look here. I lost the chat for a minute. You've got to rework the payment structure. Never being able to take a day off for personal reasons is totally unsustainable.
Yeah, yeah. Again, I came to work and we've gotten $11 in super chats today. What if I hinged my well-being on that? I'd kill myself. I'd kill myself.
You're probably right. Magnum DUI says, I feel your marriage is strong.
He said, you're probably right. We do need to come up with a new thing. But they said this forever ago. Again, go watch the Steel Toe telethon shows on Citizen M's channel. A year ago, they were like, we got to find a new way. We got to get rid of the goal. We're working on a deal. In a month, we'll be able to announce it. It's going to take care of the whole goal. We won't have the goal anymore. Remember all this? Remember Labor Day, they were going to announce they're going back to terrestrial. All this stuff they were going to announce never came to fruition.
Strong enough to survive the gambling debts, alcoholism, and cheating. Stay strong, Aaron. Thank you, bud.
I know. $11. I know. I mean, obviously more is coming through super tips, but I don't have a way to count that because Moody refuses to build stats.
Like I said, I'm hoping one day.
If John's neglected cat can't count the super tips because I can't even count them. I have access to the back end. I can see them, and I can't count them. How's he ever going to get it right?
April and I can let you know what's up and hope you understand that what we're doing is a very proactive step.
Yeah, your marriage is crumbling, and you're going to try to save it. Again, I don't think it's proactive. I don't think it's proactive. April's already fucked. It's not proactive. Proactive would be April sitting next to you and going, you know, this internet stuff is starting to really, like, affect my mental health. I might need to take a step back. No, no, no. She's in bed in a fetal position right now. That ain't proactive. It's done. It's done. The damage is done. The crack is cracked. The Trojan horse is in and beginning to come apart, and the enemy is in the house. Proactive? She's broken. Proactive, you're admitting your marriage is suffering. Proactive, you admitted it affected your show. You admitted that you got emotional and you thought that you could take April away from her career and you wanted so badly to do that for her because of what she did for you. You wanted to pay her back and take her away from her job. You made a mistake. You made a miscalculation. You thought your brand new company was going to make tons of money and you were going to be able to support you two. And you can't. You can't. And now your guilt won't let you tell her she needs to go back to work. And she's fucking trapped. Again, she probably wants to go back to work. What we know about April, she wants to contribute. She wants to be part of the family. She seems to genuinely love the kids. She likes to hunt. She's autonomous. She's independent. She was a strong woman when you met her. She's a broken shell of a dumb bitch now. As a huntress, woodwoman, housewife, she was probably an 8. But, you know, you tried to make her this, you know, worldly radio host, comedic talent. And as that, she's a fucking 2. And then the internet let her know, and now she doesn't like that feedback. So now she's a broken shell of a woman because she didn't have the chops or the armor to deal with that feedback. She never did. You know where you don't get feedback? In the woods. You're allowed to shoot a deer and then let it wander off and waste the meat and kill a deer and let it suffer. Because that's what she does. Remember that? She shot a deer and then just went home and let it wander off into the woods and die, and then she couldn't find it later. So she's not even a good hunter. But guess what? When she does that, if she didn't tell anybody about it on the internet, she wouldn't have any feedback or stories. Anybody telling her she's a loser, she did it wrong, that's fucked up, goes against a hunter's code. You should be ashamed of yourself, not only wasting a life, but wasting the meat. Just no purpose in the death of that animal. But no one got to tell her that. No one gets to tell her that her mom's fucking fat when she's at home chopping wood for old papa. She doesn't have to deal with that. But in real life, on the radio, everyone straightens her out real quick. Real quick. This is not talent. This is not exceptional. We are not on board with it. You guys are a disaster. Now, Steel Toe has gotten worse because of April. These are facts. And now we have a disengaged movie. We used to have this guy who like threw out these misogynistic jokes, tough guy, letting women know how it is. And now we got this man who's got a white knight and shield his fucking employee/woman. It's sad. You are not going to talk about April like that. We are. We are. That stuff stops now. It doesn't. It doesn't. So you look like a moody bitch trying to protect your dumb, dumb woman. Both as a husband and a radio guy. You look like a weak radio guy and a weak husband. Good job. And by the way, I knew this would happen. Of course. Of course. You're a husband who can't protect his wife at home, and you're a radio host who's trying to protect his wife on the air. It's pathetic. She ain't got it. She ain't got it like that. Thomas, thank you for the $11 over Venmo. He's doubling my money today. He's doubling my money. Arizona Mesa Tom, time to leave for your appointment. Volunteer Tom. Oh, is this the same? This is the same guy, Tom, who just Venmo'd me. That's $14, Tom. That's $14 fucking dollars. $10 from Drive-By. Here's a little uncountable cash for you. This super tip way.
Ha! Gay!
Here's $50 from DK, and that's... You know, that means a lot. For the wine and cheese pairing at Hackamania. You got to talk to Tiff about that. She's in charge of the apple cheese wine table. We're going to have Tiff's table. Wine, cheese, and apples. Wine, cheese, and apples. You probably got to buy the wine at the bar. I don't know if they're going to let us set up our own competing bar across the bar. Everyone the whole weekend's just going to Tiff to get wine instead of buying alcohol. Single mother of 5, for the record, she did the right thing with the deer. Wow. She shot a deer and let it wander off into the woods and die unfindable? That's the right thing? It ain't. It ain't. It ain't. There's going to be a wine and cheese table? Yeah. There's never been a better reason to get Hackamania tickets today for our wine and cheese table. We are giving away a ticket. Again, if you need a ticket, if someone genuinely needs a ticket, and cannot afford a ticket. T.O. Hank wants me to give away a ticket today. Again, just shoot me an email, patrick@nobodylikesonions.com. I want it to go to somebody who genuinely wants it, who wants to come out. It is a purchase ticket. I'd like it to go to somebody who helps out with the show and does some nice things for the show. So, you know, again, if this would help you in some way, again, I know in the grand scheme of things, if you have to get on a flight and get a hotel and all that stuff, it's not easy. But maybe you can get a hotel with somebody. You know, the Downtown Grand, if you get a room with somebody else, you're probably $200 for three nights total, $200, $225, something like that. You could do it. You could be very, very, very affordable. You know, so that's that. I'm not going to Vegas. Earl back off the poster. You want Earl off the poster? Give the tickets to April. Get Lemmy out there. Yeah, is Lemmy coming? You give it to Lemmy. I'd happily give it to Lemmy or Quad or anybody who wants it, man. But I think, like, again, if you're like a creator or a Clipper or something and you want to come out, again, you don't have to be like one of these. Hey, you don't be like Win by Two where you're just sitting at home too cool for everybody. Come on out, man. Come on out. This is your world. I wonder why nobody likes your show. Aw.
Too cool. Too cool to go to Hackamania.
Nah. Come on. Please. Please come. Terry Nee says you're missing the lead. What happens at Ricada's?
What happens?
No, I think it's blow and goes. I think it's just, yeah, I think it's Molly, Coke, whatever they're into. You know, Ruthless is my favorite NLO. Spurgtopia, Steel Toe Boring. Yeah, check out the Steel Toe Boring Show Reddit. Shout out to Toucan Sam. T.O. Hank, Earl said, give it to some sweet gash. Okay, so T.O. Hank and Earl want to give the ticket away to a woman who may or may not be willing to sleep with Earl. And again, like, if you're a single lady, you could do worse. I've seen Earl's dick. It's... You ever seen pictures of redwood trees? You know? And you're like, you could drive through that thing. Well, I've driven through Earl's cock. Single mother of five, when you don't make a good shot on a deer, they say, when in doubt, wait it out. Prematurely trailing it bumps it, and you rarely find it. Give him time to die. She didn't, though. She didn't. And again, give it time trailing it is one thing. She went home. She went home. Again, waiting in the tree stand, falling from a long distance and letting it die is different than packing it up, going home, and coming back out in a couple hours to hope you can pick up the trail. That's not how finding deer work. And again, I'm not a seasoned hunter, but I've done a little bit here and there. I'm not retarded. She went home and then came back out later as if she was pausing a video game and she could just resume it. Oh yeah, T.O. Hank did try to give the ticket to KB. I'm not even kidding. T.O. Hank says, give it to whoever you want. KB said no. KB already said no. Aw. Come on. Ghost of Mr. P might come. It's going to be great. And I have a feeling, like, if we do this new venue that I'm looking at, you know, we all have the showroom, and then we have, like, another room. We have, like, the front bar is almost as big as the showroom. So it'll be great. And I think the showroom will be nice and quiet because people won't just be hanging out and they're talking. They can go to the bar and do that. I think that might be a nice thing. Mr. Melton, I would really appreciate it if you would consider me for the ticket. I work overnight in a grocery store and a hotel. With flight will be pretty costly as it is. I would very much appreciate it would very much make me going a reality. Thanks, regardless, Mr. Melton. Is that Spurg? Is that Smokey the Spurg? I think that's Smokey the Spurg who just emailed me. I'm not good with people's real names. Yeah. I would give it to Smokey the Spurg. If you'll really come, Smokey. If you'll really come. Are we going to give it to Smokey? Should we give it to Smokey? I don't know how we do this officially. Should we give it to Smokey? Single mother of five. You're wrong city, Hunter. LOL, overnight wait is normal. I've never heard of that. I mean, you don't have to laugh at me, motherfucker, because I will come fucking find you and have your ass. You ever threaten to have somebody? I'll fucking have you. I'm saying have. Halve. I'll have you. I'll have you right here. I'm sorry, you'll have me? I'll have you. Have. I'll cut you in half. Quarter. I'll quarter you. Quarters more clearly. I'll quarter you. I'll third you. No one ever thirds anybody. Mostly because the legs will come apart. You can't just cut the legs off as one unit. You got to go high up on the waist or else they'll come apart. I tried to cut a guy's lower half off one time. And if you go too low, like you got to leave more than like the taint meat to attach the two legs or they'll come apart. They start twisting and stuff. You got to leave like at least like from the belt down when you cut a man in half or else the legs will come apart like a wishbone. I wish I didn't know that. Chip Galloway, hashtag give Smokey the ticket. I'll have you. Patrick, just have the event on your backyard property. Oh, yeah, we'll have it on the back nine over at Muffy's. Yeah, I think we'll give it to Smokey the Spurg. All you have to do is buy a ticket. You got to prove to me you buy a plane ticket and I'll get you the ticket. But I don't want to waste it. You know what I mean? This isn't like just to throw it out there. Somebody bought the ticket. Somebody bought this ticket. So I don't want it to go to waste. But if you'll buy a plane ticket, I'll guarantee you the ticket. But you got to prove it. Okay. Dewey, I've been cut in half pretty bad. Is a particularly bad case of a boy being cut in half. The wrong kid. Give one to Knight. Yeah, any one of John Melendez's children are welcome. Fearless says, I came to Vegas when I was 21. Hit the like button for Fearless. She came when she was 21, everybody. We're doing it. Jesus Christ. All right, so I got to get out of here. I told you that at 8 a.m. And I told you I'd be back later, but that was a lie. I won't. And the reason for that, no, I'm just kidding. I will. I might be back around 10 or 11. I might be back this afternoon. It's hard to say. By the way, I was watching an old... It's so tough to tell who I was watching. My Lost Interest or Citizen M or Nat Klo. So many Clippers now. But, and again, any of the Clippers want to come out, just reach out. We'll get it set up. I want you to have a ticket. Don't just show up, but come out. But I caught Aaron was doing this back in the day when he had the... I caught him doing that like constantly too. It's like, wow, what a weird.
Oh God.
I could be dying. What am I even coughing from? I'm not even like, fuck. Jesus. I may end up dead.
My nephew Ray Ray has a side piece trick who has a sweet tango taste and gash. Unfortunately, old past gross tastes like Newport 100 and Four Loko.
Newport 100 and Four Loko. Thanks to today's executive producer. He's probably in the chat. Mr. Panhandler, we can't do the show without your stuff. Here we go with the cough grunt. Guys, I need to go see a doctor. Please send in $20 for my doctor copay. Every day? Imagine coming on every day with a specific thing. Guys, you're not going to believe this. My Mont Blanc is out of ink. I'm gonna need some cartridges. It's gonna be. Thank you to all the high rollers too. I gotta show them before we get out. Come handler. Come on, man. Be nice to my crew. All right, we'll be back. I gotta go run some stuff. One VIP ticket left for Hackamania. Let me check my email, make sure it hasn't sold. Who's going to be our last VIP for Hackamania? It won't be Smokey the Spurg. It won't be Smokey the Spurg. It's not a VIP. I'm serious, Smokey. It's yours if you want it, but you got to prove that you're coming. You got to make the arrangements. And then we are going to do P.O. Box tomorrow, I think. Finally. Dime Card sent in a banger of a P.O. Box package. And he says he can't come to Hackamania. Because DK said he was going to buy somebody a ticket for a price. No one's really sent in a package that us other than Dime Card that like really is a competitive package. You know, I was looking for something for the ghost of Mr. P or something, but nobody seems to want to come to Hackamania. Nobody wants a ticket. It's falling apart. We lost our venue. Performers are canceling. Ray's out. Earl's out. Pat's out. WATP is saying they might not come now. Melton's getting sick. It's all falling apart. I don't know how long I can keep up the charade. We're keeping your money. And we're throwing it all away. And I just basically grifted everybody. And there is no Hackamania. It's not even a real logo. I just downloaded a font. We need 144 for a modem. No, I had to buy a new modem the other day. And it was more than 144. These fucking things, man. Come on. It's nonstop. I buy the cellular backup thing. I finally pull the trigger on a cellular backup so we don't have to miss shows and the internet's out. Then I have an intermittent internet problem that makes that not work. Then we get that squared away, and that's working kind of okay and fine. You know, we're still learning the ins and outs of it with, like, the bit rate and stuff, but I should be able to stream when we have cellular backup. Then I can't switch back to the regular because the regular cable modem blew. Then I have to go back and get a regular cable modem for my regular internet. When does it end? I've never in my 44 years on Earth, I've never seen a cable modem blow out or break, ever. And I'm not saying it does, but I've owned a lot of cable modems, and I've never seen one just break. It smelled like smoke. It smelled like the circuit board and it fried. And the power light was just blinking, and it would do nothing else. So there you go. I had to go get a new DOCSIS 3.1 cable modem. And, you know, I always buy my own cable modems. They want you to rent it from them. That's a scam. That's a scam. $10 a month. You can rent our cable modem. Go buy your cable modem. It's $100. Go buy one. For a cheap one, it's $100. I need the gigabit speed. I got a new one that does 2 gigabits. Now, nobody in my area offers 2 gigabit internet, but when they do, I'm future-proof. I'm future-proof. Got an email from Henry. Free ticket. What is this? Oh, this is a different thing. This is a different thing. I don't want to dox that guy. Sorry about that. Possible venue change. Hey, Melton, just wanted to see real quick if you change the venue. Yeah, if it's still going to be in the same downtown area, you probably said, but I missed it. It'll be in the Arts District. I'm not going to tell anybody not to stay downtown. I think downtown's the best place to stay. The Arts District is close to downtown, but it's probably halfway between the Strip and downtown. Everybody stay downtown. That's where I'm not changing the hotel or anything like that. It's a mile and a half away from the hotel. So it's not crazy. It just might mean you have to jump in a $5 Uber late at night or $8 Uber to get back to the hotel. I wouldn't recommend walking in at night for sure. During the day, it might be an okay walk, nice walk with a group of people. But again, I think it's better. I've weighed it. My only concern is that it's not right next to the hotel. I had it all set up where you were literally right next to the hotel for the last venue. And this one's not. And I, you know. T.O. Hank says, that's me, dummy. Henry equals Hank. I know. I just wasn't going to dox you like that. I know. That's why I covered it up real quick and said, oh, no, that's a different guy. I don't want to dox him. I was trying to be smooth, Hank. I had never seen your real name, so I didn't know that was your real name. And then I put two and two together, and then I was trying to cover it up. But then you raise your hand and go, no, that's me. I'm Henry. My real name's Henry. As if to, like, undo everything I was trying to do to keep you anonymous. Come to Hackamania. We can't guarantee your safety. I mean, nobody can. Nobody can. You know? I bet everybody who went to that Ariana Grande concert in Manchester thought they were going to be safe. They weren't. They weren't. They weren't. I bet everybody who went to work that fateful Tuesday morning up in the Twin Towers. No, okay. We don't need to do that. The point is, the only benefit of not moving to this new venue is the only downfall of moving to the new venue is the distance from the hotel. But in fairness, it's almost that far from any hotel, and it just means you won't always be able to jog back and forth in 10 minutes. But that's life, man. You live and learn. And I think for the sake of the shows, the experience, the live stream, the enjoyment of the people there, I think there's really not much of a downfall for moving it. You know, on Saturday from like 2 p.m. to midnight, we'll just have the whole place to ourselves. You can eat, you can drink, you can, again, in the immediate area, there's bars and restaurants. So there's plenty to do. We're going to work on having some food trucks there, I think, for our people. So it'll just kind of be a base. So at the end of the day, the proximity of the hotel doesn't really matter. Unless you plan on running back and forth to the hotel all the time, taking giant monster secret shits. Giant monster secret shits. That's a giant inconvenience. It isn't. It isn't. Again, tell me you've never been to Vegas without telling me. A mile and a half. That's a really big inconvenience. I wouldn't come. I wouldn't come. You're going to hate it. You're going to hate it. The whole thing's an inconvenience. It's going to suck. It's going to suck. You're going to have to sit down and pay attention if you want to watch shows. It's going to suck. It's going to suck. Don't come. If you're that, don't come. We don't want sad sacks and bad energy. I'm serious. Again, if you're the one of the guys sitting at home going like, it's going to be Melton and four other losers, don't come. I assure you, it isn't going to be. It isn't. But don't come. We don't want that energy fucking with it. You know, I just really, really, haters are welcome. Come film it. You can't lose. You can't lose. You know, Melton's event's going to be trash. Come film it. Be the guy who gets all the footage of the firsthand trash event. Come prove me wrong. Come show everybody what a fucking nightmare it is. As if I give any sh.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
A question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick Melton faces have you stacking. And the low point is the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. That'll make the Taco Pony party be a party of soul. To make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. Or stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody like. Path had my homeboy Lane prank call them fast.